radio's not really sexist. It's just run by boys, so it's a bit more kind of aspergic than sexist. I mean, it is, you know, it's the most socially maladjusted industry that you could ever wish to be involved in. I love it. I mean, anybody who does both TV and radio will tell, anybody with a brain who does both will tell you radio is better. It's just more fun. It's immediate. It's engaging. It's people really care about it. You know, and it's for geeks, and I'm a geek, so that, you know, that completely resonates with me, and I've loved it since day one. But it is for people, it's made for, largely, and run by people who, you know, haven't left a studio in, like, decades, and they're in there, and they're, oh, that's my desk, and this bit here, look, at you can see the crossfaders there, and they were, you know, we've patched that through to this, like, they're really geeky about it. And those kinds of boys are just sort of like don't know what to do with girls. So I don't know that it's that, like, in a really masterminded to be this sexist kind of, oh, we're keeping women out industry. I think it's just a bit like a you know, like Forbidden Planet.
Right.
Right? Like, would you want to go in there?
No.
It smells weird and sells funny stuff. That's what radio studios are like. Do you know what I mean? Ladies just walk past. They're like, okay, yeah, no, I'm going to do something else. So I think you just get the odd sort of girl, like, you know, like, say me and like Vanessa Feltz, or who, you know, just won a Sony and has an amazing radio show, who just happened to kind of like gel with that sort of environment for whatever reason.
So when you started doing more TV and thinking specifically of the high profile stuff, so the culture show, did you find it more female friendly?
I don't know. Well, I just don't look at things from that perspective. You know, it's not like I've ever gone about being a man and doing anything. So really, I don't know. I mean, you know, there is that.
You got quite a lot of flack at the beginning of the culture show, and that was because you're a woman, and people are quite sort of.
It was a mixture of things. I think it was also because, you know, a lot of arts and culture stuff is quite snobby, and I've got an accent, and I didn't go to university, you know. So they were virtually having to sponge the coal off me just before I went off set. You know what I mean? So obviously there were a few feathers that ruffled. But
did that hurt you? Did that upset you?
No, I mean, only small people take offence, and I just kind of don't. I don't care. I don't. I mean,
you must care a little bit.
Well, nobody likes to hear people saying horrible stuff about them. But to be honest, I just don't. I'm a happy person. I know my shortcomings really, really well. And I kind of know my strengths too, and I think if things are accurate, if criticisms are accurate, then it's more hurtful, because you think, yeah, you know, if, like, say, well, a few years ago, presented the NME Awards, and I was secretly pregnant, and nobody knew, and I was like hugely nauseous and freaking out. I almost ate a brownie that one of Primal Scream's roadies gave me just before I went on, and then they went, oh no, you present this, you better not have that. And I was, oh my god, I nearly killed my baby. It's like, all these things happened. I enjoyed it, but I didn't do the best job I could have. And a couple of people were like, oh, that was a bit shit. And it was like, yeah, it was a bit shit. So I felt terrible. Right. But if it's just like, you know, oh yeah, well, you're a brainless northern dolly bird, well, that's actually inaccurate. So it sort of doesn't mean anything to me. And also, I'm not looking for approval. You know, I'm going out and doing my job.